Ever get that feeling like you want to really understand something, you know, or like dive deep into a topic, but without having to like spend hours and hours sifting through tons of info?
Yeah, totally. Like you want
Yeah.
that shortcut to knowledge, but without sacrificing the depth,
Fairly
right?
quick. And that's exactly what we're all about here.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to take a really focused look at Chance the Rapper and his 2016 mixtape, Coloring Book.
A pivotal project for
It
sure.
really was. It's like you're Think of it as your express lane to understanding like a major moment in music, you
Yeah.
know, and the really unique vision of this artist.
And we've done all the heavy lifting, the research, so you don't have to.
Exactly.
We're going to trace Chance's journey, you know, starting from that initial splash he made with Acid Rap.
Oh yes, such a good mixtape.
So good. That blend of rap and gospel and jazz that he brought, it was just so fresh.
Yeah, it was different.
And then moving through his like groundbreaking approach to releasing music independently and his really powerful activism in the community.
Yeah, and that's a big part of who he is too.
For sure.
So today our aim is really clear. We want to unpack the core themes that run through Coloring Book.
All right, let's get into it.
So we're talking faith, community, and the really interesting and nuanced way Chance weaves his spirituality into his music.
Yeah, it's not like in your face. It's very much a part of it.
It's very naturally done. And
Yeah.
we're using this really insightful article from Christian Culture News that helped us understand these aspects. So
Yeah.
let's just jump right in. What makes Coloring Book such a significant project? Like, what makes it stand out?
Well, I mean, you hit it right there. Coloring Book dropped in 2016, and at its heart, it's this profound exploration of faith,
Right.
but it also goes really deep into personal growth and how to like navigate all the complexities of life in today's world. You know, it's almost like this sonic diary of Chance's life at that particular time.
Yeah. And I think that's what makes it resonate so much with people is that it's very honest. You know, it's not trying to be something it's not.
Definitely.
So let's unpack this whole theme of faith. The article we read really points to blessings as a prime example of this. So what stands out to you about that track, especially when we're talking about faith?
You know, blessings really functions almost like this bold declaration of gratitude, you know? It's where Chance explicitly expresses his thanks for, you know, for divine favor, I guess you could say,
Yeah.
and for all the good things in his life. But what's interesting is that this feeling of gratitude isn't just confined to that one song.
It's throughout the whole thing.
It really permeates the entire mixtape.
Yeah, and I think did you notice how like the repetition in the chorus and blessings, how it mirrors traditional gospel music?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's very deliberate. It creates this sense of communal affirmation, like you're part of something bigger than yourself, you know, and it's drawing on this really long tradition in religious contexts of expressing thankfulness through song.
Yeah, and it's not just in the lyrics, it's actually like in the structure of the music itself.
Exactly. It's baked into the very fabric of the sound.
It's really cool. And that sense of thankfulness, it really comes through as very genuine, right? It doesn't feel forced at all.
No, it feels very real.
Yeah, and the article also highlights these really prominent gospel elements that are woven into the whole mixtape.
Yes.
How do those musical choices help contribute to this larger spiritual narrative?
Well, I think it's important to realize that incorporating gospel isn't merely an aesthetic decision, you know? It's not just about making it sound a certain way. It actually underscores this idea that faith isn't something you do just on a Sunday morning. It's an active part of your everyday life.
Yeah, it's part of who you are all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, think about those classic hallmarks of gospel music, you know?
Yeah.
Like the call and response patterns, the really rich harmonies,
Wow.
the large vocal ensembles, and that really strong and often improvisational delivery.
Oh, yeah.
That's just so characteristic of gospel music. You can hear all of that woven into Chance's tracks,
Yeah.
which gives them this really, really deep spiritual resonance.
Yeah, and it's not all, you know, happy-go-lucky, is it?
It's not.
The article also touches on the fact that there's some personal struggles present within Coloring Book too. Like Summer Friends is one example that they highlight.
Right.
What does that song reveal about the wider range of themes that the mixtape explores?
I think Summer Friends provides this really raw and vulnerable glimpse into the nature of relationships that are fleeting and how, you know, everyone experiences loss. But what's really significant is how Chance juxtaposes these these happy memories, these nostalgic moments,
right,
with this underlying sense of sadness and change,
yeah,
and this duality, you know, this interplay between joy and sorrow isn't just in that one track. It's a recurring motif that pops up throughout Coloring Book.
Yeah, it does. It comes back.
And it's a big part of why his music is so relatable. You know, he's not just trying to present this perfectly positive picture.
Right.
He's acknowledging the full range of human emotions.
The good and the bad.
Yeah, the good and the bad. And that really resonates with listeners, I think, on a deep level.
Absolutely. And that's what makes it feel so real.
Mm-hmm.
So if we take a step back and look at the big picture here, How would you sum up Coloring Book, like, in terms of its main themes and the overall concept?
I think at its core, Coloring Book is this deeply personal journey of self-discovery and spiritual commitment.
Yeah.
It really beautifully illustrates how faith can offer both comfort and strength when you're facing life's challenges.
And I like how the article points out that it's this combination of his very personal story and then also these broader societal reflections that really give Coloring Book its lasting impact.
It's that mix that makes it so special, yeah.
All right, so we've kind of explored the themes that are present in the music itself.
Right.
But let's dive a little deeper into Chance's perspective on Christianity and how that interacts with his artistry.
Okay.
The article makes a pretty important point that he doesn't actually label himself as a Christian rapper.
Yeah, he's very deliberate about that.
Why is that distinction so important?
Well, I think it speaks volumes about how nuanced Chance approaches his identity as an artist, you know? Mm. By intentionally avoiding that specific label, he avoids being easily categorized,
right,
or put into a box,
yeah,
where people might have certain expectations of what his music should sound like or what it should be about. It suggests that his faith is a foundational part of who he is, you know, as a person, and it naturally flows into his creative work, but it's not the sole defining characteristic,
right,
of his art.
Right. It's not the only thing he's about.
Exactly. And I think that allows him to connect with a much broader audience who might, you know, have preconceived notions about what Christian rap sounds like or what's supposed to address.
So it's more about his beliefs organically influencing his art rather than him specifically setting out to make, like, Christian music.
Precisely. The article really underlines that core tenets of his faith, like themes of redemption, grace, and the very real struggle that people go through.
Mm.
These are all deeply shaped by his Christian beliefs, and they naturally make their way into his lyrics. It feels very authentic, not, you know, a manufacture to fit a specific genre mold.
Yeah, it feels very real, very genuine. And those gospel influences we talked about earlier, you know, like the actual musical elements.
Right.
How do they further contribute to this perspective?
Well, the gospel influences in Coloring Book they act as this really powerful bridge, I think. They're both musically so rich, and they carry this inherent spiritual depth, which creates a sound that has this real weight to it, you know? It's a way of layering in that spiritual dimension without having to, you know, explicitly preach in every single lyric.
Yeah.
It's a more holistic integration of faith into the music.
I like how the article says that, you know, Chance views his artistry as reflecting his lived experiences, and that faith is like a core part of his identity, but not a limiting label.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting way to put it.
It is, and I think it points to this kind of larger shift in how we view the connection between faith and artistic expression, you know.
Mm.
Historically, there have been these pretty rigid expectations about what a Christian artist is supposed to be.
Right.
Chance is really pushing back against those boundaries.
Yeah.
Showing that you can fully embrace your faith while still exploring all these different artistic expressions and connecting with audiences that might not be the typical Christian music audience.
Right.
It's about finding this authentic way to reconcile your personal beliefs with the persona you present to the world.
Yeah, and it's like this ongoing thing. It's not like a finished product or anything. You know, it's constantly evolving.
It definitely is, yeah.
Okay, so let's look at some specific examples from Coloring Book now. The article points to the references to Jesus that appear in tracks like How Great and Blessings.
Okay.
Let's start with How Great. What does the article say about this song in terms of its connection to Christian teachings?
Well, How Great is very much presented as this act of praise and worship, this musical declaration of God's greatness.
Yeah.
And what's really interesting is the emphasis on joyful repetition in the chorus and The article connects this directly to the concepts of community and unity, which are, of course, these fundamental principles in Jesus's teachings,
yeah.
Especially, you know, the idea of loving one another. And then the way the song blends modern hip hop with these really deep spiritual themes, I think, is just this really powerful way of honoring those core truths that are found in Jesus's message
mm-hmm.
in a way that resonates with people today.
Yeah, and it's done in a way that feels very accessible too. You know, it's mm-hmm. not like you're being preached at or anything.
No, not at all. It's very inviting.
And what about blessings? How does that song further reflect these references to Jesus and Christian beliefs?
Well, blessings kind of shifts the focus to Chance's personal commitment to principles that are rooted in his faith. The article highlights how much gratitude he expresses for all the good things in his life.
Yeah.
And it links this directly to the idea that thankfulness is a fundamental form of worship in the Christian tradition.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just about personal gratitude, right? The lyrics also emphasize this importance of serving others
yeah.
and really supporting your community, which is, you know, it directly embodies that idea of loving your neighbor as yourself, which of course is a core teaching of Jesus.
So if we kind of take those two examples together, what's the main takeaway about Coloring Book when it comes to these specific references to Jesus?
I think the article makes a really strong case for Coloring Book being a testament to those central Christian values of love, service, mm-hmm. and the importance of community. And while not every single line is a direct quote from the Bible,
right.
the inspiration from Jesus's teachings is definitely there, just filtered through Chance's unique artistic lens, you know?
Yeah, and I think it's also important to point out that, you know, Chance's faith isn't just evident in his lyrics and his music, right?
No, it's not.
The article also talks about his really extensive work in the community and all the philanthropic efforts he's involved in. How does his faith connect to that commitment to giving back?
Well, the article makes a strong argument that Chance's Christian faith is a driving force behind his philanthropic work.
Okay.
He's particularly focused on addressing those disparities in education
yeah.
and giving support to those marginalized communities in Chicago.
His hometown.
Yeah, in his hometown. And it's presented as this direct result, you know, this natural outcome of his belief system.
And he's not just talking the talk, you know.
Oh, he's not.
The article lists some concrete examples of his actions.
Yeah, he's really put his money where his mouth is. He's been instrumental in funding all sorts of crucial services,
mm-hmm.
you know, mental health support, educational programs, all kinds of arts initiatives
right.
that are specifically targeted towards young people who come from underprivileged backgrounds.
Yeah, and his contributions to the Chicago public schools have been really well documented.
Yeah. Have, yeah.
It really shows his commitment to making a real, tangible difference.
Yeah, it's not just lip service.
So how does this commitment to community then tie back into the themes we see in Coloring Book?
I think the article draws a really clear connection between Chance's spirit of generosity and those themes of hope and healing
mm-hmm.
that are so prominent in Coloring Book. It's almost like the message of the mixtape.
Yeah.
is being acted out, you know, in his real world actions.
Like he's living it out, you know.
Exactly.
It's not just words.
Yeah.
The article also mentions his social works initiative.
Yes.
What's the significance of his hands-on involvement with that organization?
Well, I think that hands-on involvement is really key, you know. It's not just about donating money.
Right.
It's about actively working to create community engagement mm. and empower people by organizing events, working with local artists, and actually collaborating directly with people in the community. He's building this collective effort to strengthen the social fabric and mm. to give a voice to people who are often marginalized.
So it's a really powerful example of an artist using their platform, their
yeah,
voice,
absolutely.
To advocate for real change.
Yeah.
And the article really emphasizes that this all stems from his faith.
Mm-hmm.
This emphasis on love and unity.
It's all interconnected.
It is, yeah. Let's shift gears a little bit and talk about how Chance's faith actually shapes his creative process itself. It's not just about the end product, is it?
It's not. It goes much deeper than that.
Yeah.
The article really stresses that his faith acts as this fundamental source of inspiration and motivation yeah.
hmm.
throughout his entire creative journey.
And you can really see that in his lyrics. You know, the way he expresses gratitude for what he sees as divine guidance.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's a constant thread that runs through his music. It's not just a superficial gesture. It really feels like a deeply held belief that informs his entire worldview and just naturally flows into his songwriting and his artistic vision.
And the article actually says that he views his craft as a form of worship. Which is, I mean, that's pretty profound.
It is. It suggests that making music for chance isn't just about, you know, entertaining people or achieving commercial success. It's this meaningful way for him to connect with God and to express that personal relationship. And the article brings up how great, again, as a really prime example of how he uses those gospel elements to celebrate his faith directly through his music.
And there are also some really cool insights into his creative process, you know. Like they mentioned instances where he's praying or reflecting before starting a big project, you know.
It shows real intentionality.
Yeah.
It does. He wants to make sure that his artistic aspirations are aligned with his spiritual purpose, you know. It's not just about relying on his talent.
Right.
He's actively seeking guidance.
Right.
And all those messages of hope and positivity that are so characteristic of his music, those are tied into his faith as well, right?
I think the article definitely makes that connection.
Okay.
It seems like the goal is to uplift his listeners and to encourage them to think about, you know, their own spirituality. He's using his platform to spread this positive message that's deeply rooted in what he believes.
And I think it's really effective because, you know, it's coming from this place of genuineness.
It feels real.
Yeah.
It's not contrived.
Yeah. And the article wraps up this section by talking about how openly Chance talks about his faith and his personal experiences and how that just adds to the authenticity of his art.
Makes it that much more believable. Yeah.
So it's like his faith isn't just a topic he's, you know, exploring in his music. It's really an integral part of who he is as an artist.
It's woven into the very fabric of his artistry.
Okay, so Coloring Book wasn't just a, you know, a personal artistic statement.
No, it was much bigger than that.
It really made waves in the music world, right?
Yeah, it did.
The article details the reception it received. So what were some of the key aspects of its impact?
Well, the reception was overwhelmingly positive, both critically and commercially. Critics really praised the innovative sound, the way it blended genres so seamlessly, and those deeply personal lyrics.
Yeah.
But what's truly groundbreaking is that Coloring Book was actually the first streaming-only project to win a Grammy Award.
That's huge.
It was huge. And not just one. It won several, including Best Rap Album, which is a huge deal. And that was a really monumental moment for the entire music industry.
Yeah.
It signaled this undeniable shift in how people were consuming music and how it was being recognized by these major institutions.
Yeah, that Grammy win was a total game changer, you know?
Yeah, it was.
The article also mentions, you know, how commercially successful it was. It debuted really high on the Billboard charts, which is pretty amazing considering it was, you know, released in this unconventional way. It clearly struck a chord with a lot of people.
It did. It wasn't just a niche project for, you know, a select few.
Right.
It had this really broad appeal. And you can't overlook the impact of those big name collaborations.
Right.
You know, Kanye West, Lil Wayne, Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
That definitely contributed to its mainstream recognition.
It had to. And that really unique blend of gospel and hip hop. How did that kind of sonic fusion contribute to its wide appeal?
Well, it allowed Coloring Book to connect with both, you know, hardcore hip hop fans and people who maybe wouldn't normally listen to hip hop.
Right.
But were drawn to the uplifting, more spiritual elements that gospel brought.
Right.
It really broadened the spectrum of people who could enjoy the project and find something meaningful in it.
Yeah. And the article says that maybe one of the biggest impacts of Coloring Book was the way it sparked this larger conversation about faith and spirituality in a genre that's, you know, often seen as very secular, which is hip hop.
Absolutely. Yeah. By being so open and unapologetic about his faith and by weaving gospel music so prominently into the sound, Chance really paved the way for other artists in the hip hop community to feel comfortable expressing their own spiritual beliefs.
Yeah.
It challenged the existing norms and made faith a much more accepted and even celebrated part of the conversation in hip-hop culture.
Yeah, it really did open up that space for other artists. So the reception of Coloring Book, it wasn't just about, you know, the awards or the sales numbers. Right. It really shifted the cultural landscape of hip-hop.
It did. It solidified Chance's legacy and helped to make Faith a legitimate and even admired part of the genre.
Of course, with an approach that was so distinct and so out there, there were bound to be some critiques and misunderstandings too, right?
There were. There always are.
The article talks about that.
Yeah.
What are some of the main criticisms Chance has faced?
I think the most common criticisms are about whether his faith is authentic, you know,
right.
Especially since he's working within this mainstream, often very secular music industry.
Yeah.
And there are those who question how, you know, how can someone who so openly talks about his Christian beliefs also have lyrics that are, you know, explicit at times or mm-hmm. reference things that maybe don't align with traditional views of religion?
Yeah, that apparent disconnect.
Yeah.
So how has Chance addressed these criticisms?
Well, the article points out that he's consistently said that faith is a complicated thing. It's not black and white. It's multifaceted. And that art in its purest form reflects the full range of human experience, the good and the bad.
Yeah.
And he says that his faith is a huge influence on his music and on how he views the world, but it doesn't mean he has to stick to one specific narrative in his art.
So it's like he's constantly growing, he's constantly learning,
his
faith is evolving.
It's a journey, not a destination.
Yeah.
And I think that's something a lot of people can relate to.
Yeah, definitely. So he's trying to balance being a person of faith with being an artist who wants to reflect the complexities of human experience.
He's navigating a tricky space.
It's a tough space to be in, for sure.
It is, but the article suggests that his approach actually leads to a richer and more nuanced expression of faith and popular culture, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It opens up this wider, more inclusive conversation about religion in a mainstream context.
Yeah.
He's redefining what it means to be a Christian artist in today's world.
And I think that's so important, you know, because it shows that you don't have to fit into this one specific mold to be a person of faith.
Absolutely.
All right, so we've talked about the critiques. Let's finish up by discussing Chance the Rapper's lasting legacy, how he's going to be remembered. What are the key elements that define his legacy?
Well, the article really emphasizes how much of a mark he's made on music and on culture in general through this really groundbreaking blend of hip hop and gospel. And the way he's so open and honest about his faith has created this really inspiring narrative.
Yeah.
And I think Coloring Book is a pivotal moment in his career.
It really is.
A real turning point. It was such a departure from what was considered mainstream rap at the time, with its unapologetic embrace of themes that were inspired by faith.
Yeah, and it really got people talking about authenticity
and
spirituality within the genre.
Yeah, it did. It opened up a whole new conversation.
And the fact that he's achieved all this success
as
an independent artist.
That's huge.
Without a major label backing him, that's huge.
It is. It shows that you can achieve real success and make a cultural impact outside of that traditional system.
Yeah.
And that's incredibly inspiring for other artists who want to forge their own path.
And then on top of all of that, there's his advocacy work, his commitment to social justice, his philanthropy.
Yeah, he doesn't just talk about it.
He walks the walk.
He does. His dedication to addressing social inequalities, especially in education and mental health, shows that he's in it for the long haul.
Yeah, and it's really admirable. You know, it shows that he's not just concerned with his own success.
He wants to use his platform to make a difference.
Yeah. So the article concludes by saying that Chance's overall influence is encouraging other artists to embrace who they are, you know, to be their authentic selves and to be open about their beliefs, including their faith.
Yeah, he's a role model in that sense. He shows you can be successful and stay true to yourself.
So his legacy isn't just about, you know, the music he's created.
Right.
It's about being a cultural icon who promotes honesty and integrity.
It's the whole package.
Yeah.
The music, the message, the actions.
Well, this has been a really insightful look into Chance the Rapper and the themes of Coloring Book.
I've enjoyed it.
It's been great having you on the show. It's given us, and hopefully all of you listening, a much deeper understanding of why this artist and this particular mixtape were so important.
Yeah, it's a project that really deserves a closer look.
It does. So if you haven't listened to Coloring Book yet,
you should.
I definitely recommend checking it out.
Yeah, give it a listen with all these insights in mind.
And as you're listening, you know, think about the role that your own faith and values play in the art you consume.
Yeah.
And the messages artists are trying to convey.
It's something we should all consider.
That's a really good point to end on. What other artists can you think of who really weave their personal beliefs into their work?
Mm-hmm.
And how does that resonate with you?
That's a great question.
It is. It's something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll be back soon with another topic to explore.
Looking forward to it.
See you then.